A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory you may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink? Be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized." They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. The baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give. It is for those for whom it has been prepared." The 10 heard this and became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them. Their great ones make their authority over them felt. It shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everybody. People keep telling me there's an important baseball game today. So we'll see what happens. God loves me so much, he spared me. On Friday, I was so busy, I didn't have to watch us lose so bad. But remember, no matter what happens, Jesus is still risen. Amen?
Amen.
All right. You know, as important as last Friday's baseball game was for me, because you all know I love the boys in blue, I was actually looking forward to another sporting event on Friday that was very important to my family. I grew up in the city of Wilmington. And for those of you who don't know where Wilmington is, it's a port town. It's in between San Pedro and Long Beach. And we had been looking forward for a few months now because they announced a few months ago that Banning High School in Wilmington, where all of my mom's family went to, was going to play San Pedro High School, their arch rival, at the LA Coliseum. So they call the game the Battle of the Harbor, right? So I went and I had about 70 family members there. All right, it was like a big family reunion, and it was really cool. I hadn't been in the Coliseum in years. It looks really good. It was really cool to be there and to be with my family and my nephews and explain the family history of this high school and to explain the Coliseum. And we were all really happy to be there. But one of my really good friends works for an LA County supervisor, and he had hooked me up with free parking, which is good. We always love freebies, do we not? But before the game, he said, "Come on down. We're having this like free food thing. What are the end zones? And you're on the list to come down." So I had a decision to make. I could leave my family and go get the free food. And in a Latin family, if you do something like that, you'll never hear the end of it, right? Or I could stay up there. I went down for the free food, right? And they already called me. My new name now is Rose Bowl in my family, right? So I went down and, you know, I enjoyed it for a few minutes, but I went back with my family, and of course they started teasing me. "Oh, look at you going down there with all those important people, right? You're probably not eating hot dogs. What do you have, filet mignon over there?" And it was all in good fun, but this gospel was actually kind of made me laugh as I was preparing my homily because, let's be honest, we all like perks in life, do we not? Let's be honest, we've all been on a flight, we walk by the people in first class, we're like, "One day that will be me," right? Or no matter what it is, if a perk comes our way, we're human. We like it. There's nothing wrong with that. However, Jesus reminds us that those titles and all those things in life, at the end of the day, they don't matter. Because the greatest title that we have is to be a disciple of Jesus. And Jesus teaches us a far better way of how to live our life today. What he tells us is the greatest reward in life will come through our service, through loving each other and dedicating our life to Jesus. So how can we dedicate our life to Christ? First of all, you're doing it right now. In the midst of our busyness of life, you've come to Mass. Probably you had to park a lot farther this weekend, I'm guessing. So if you were late today, you get a pass. Don't worry, okay? But first and foremost, Jesus is asking us to help people. But if we're so busy all the time and we don't take time to slow down and to listen, how do we know who we're supposed to help? So right now, I want us to take a few seconds of silence. And I want God to communicate to us one person that he's asking you to help. So let's be quiet now for a few seconds. Who is God asking you to help so that you could be a servant like in the gospel today? Every day we need to do that as disciples. Before we begin our day, just to take a few seconds of silence, say, Lord, how can I serve you today? And I'm sure God communicated that to you right now. So first of all, we need to listen to Jesus. This gospel is also challenging because it's telling us sacrifice is not going to be easy. We're going to have challenges in life. The two brothers here, they wanted it easy. I'm going to be with you, Jesus, and I'm going to just live and have all the perks. And Jesus says, be careful what you ask for. Because if you choose to follow me, yes, heaven awaits. But before we get to heaven, there are going to be difficult moments. So don't be afraid of the cross. That's what Jesus is telling us. Because it's the cross alone that leads us to heaven. So if you're sitting there this morning, you're thinking, my life is so difficult right now. I'm here to remind you, everything that you're going through is temporary. But what lasts forever is the glory of heaven. So don't be afraid of the pain in your life, because Jesus walks with you always. So my dear friends, this gospel is such a beautiful reminder to us this morning. It's a very humbling moment that no matter how hard it is in life, no matter how special we may think we are, like me getting that free food on Friday night, the end of the day, in the eyes of God, we're all the same. So be not afraid to be a good person. Be not afraid to bring the gospel out to the world's other people. And remember, at the end of the day, the greatest title that any of us will ever have is we are a disciple of Christ. So my dear friends, I want you to know I see the good in you. I love being your pastor, but we need to go out into the world and live our faith and not to be afraid to bring Jesus to one another. So, God willing, Jesus will listen to your prayers and the Dodgers will win today, okay? And I won't have to sit through a game 7 and you may have to go to the hospital, you know, with my blood pressure. But no matter what happens, Jesus is risen. We've already won. And it's just a baseball game at the end of the day. As I keep reminding myself over and over, okay? So where is our Lord asking you to sacrifice a little bit in your life? We've lost the importance of sacrifice in our culture. You know, our culture tells us instant gratification. We have to get it now. We have to get it my way. And Jesus is telling us, Sacrifice is good for us, as it causes us to get holier. So think of one thing that you're going to do this week to sacrifice, and that sacrifice should make you a better person, not a grouchier, miserable person, okay? So where in your life are you going to sacrifice this week, like our gospel's challenging us to do, so that we can become better disciples and one day get our reward in heaven? Amen? Amen. So how are you going to sacrifice for Jesus this week?